They are words that every parent has spoken at least once in their lives, or will speak at least once in their lives, in words that all children hate to hear. Because I said so. Usually as the close of an argument, the close of the 17th why, it's usually the end of the discussion at that point, because I said so. They are words that most every parent has promised in their heart they would never say to their child, and yet it flows out very naturally, because I said so. Our second reading today, this wonderful ode to love that St. Paul writes, is just the opposite of because I said so. Because St. Paul is saying to us that God, who is love, listens to our hearts. Because St. Paul is not writing about some abstract ideal of love, some beautiful picture of love, some philosophical treatise on love. He's writing about He who is love. He's describing God's love for us and how we are called to respond to that love, to be like God in love. Because in that letter, we are reminded that we are called not to say because I said so, but to listen in conversation to that conversion of heart which God calls us to enter into, that dialogue of love, that opening our eyes to see God where He, as He is with us, as He shares with us that gift of blessing, that gift of forgiveness and mercy that we so desperately need. Because when we begin to say, because I said so, we begin to limit what God can do in our lives and what we do with God in our lives. Because we begin to make God an object rather than the person. We begin to make God a set of rules rather than a relationship that calls us to love, to listen, to share, to talk. This past week, we were invited, our parish staff, along with many staffs throughout the diocese, to listen to and share with a man from Wisconsin. His name was Greg, who was talking about evangelization. He says, the quickest way to turn someone away from the faith, the quickest way to drive someone who is already doubting faith, is to say simply, because I said so, in a different way. Because the church said so. Why do I have to go to Mass? Because the church says you have to. Why do I have to go to confession? Because the church said I have to. Why can't I eat meat on Friday during Lent? Because the church said. And that shuts down the conversation. That ends the ability to speak in love and compassion with the other. To speak in those words of blessing that God wants us to share with one another. Unless we say, because the church says so, is always on the one side, we also have the other side of the argument too, right? Where we say, well, I can do whatever I want because in my conscience I know that God really loves me even though I do these things. That's another way of saying, because I said so. Shutting down the conversation, shutting down that moment of conversion that we have within our hearts. And our gospel reading today shows us what happens when we close down the conversation. Because the first three lines of the gospel, things are going great. They were amazed at what he said, the gracious words that came from his mouth. But then they began to sit there and say, well, hold it. What's he really talking about here? And when Jesus challenges them and says to them, listen to the word of God. When Elijah, who did he go to? When Elisha was around, who did he cure? And he was saying that we have to look beyond ourselves, because I said so, and enter into that conversation with the other, those who don't talk like us, those who don't dress like us, those who don't look like us, those who don't worship like us. All of those others in the world are those who God wishes us to reach out to. Because when we begin to say that I'm not going to go there, then we begin to limit God once more. We end up not sharing the good news that Jesus wishes us to share. Because the truth is that we are called to share the good news. It's why each one of us was baptized, to share the good news. Why God created you, to share the good news. Why the church gives us these sacramental graces to share the good news. The good news of who God is in that conversation of love, in that dialogue of blessing, in the generosity of giving and sharing and opening our hearts to hear, our eyes to see, and our ears to hear, eyes to see, heart to love. It is being ready to be that person of grace when we encounter the suffering in the world, the poor of the world, the hurt of the world. And so tonight, as we listen to this word of God, we are challenged to go beyond and seek God into those places in our world and in our families that need his loving presence. To not close down with because I said so, but to hear the word of God and reach out with the words, because I love you. Because that is God's whispering word to us. He commands us to love him, not in the I said so, but I love you. And so tonight we recognize that as we celebrate this mystery. And we are invited to go out and share that with others. Share that not because God says, I said so, but because he says, I love you. And we respond to that by sharing that love, sharing that blessing, sharing that great gift God has given to us with others. We begin with this Eucharist and then go forth proclaiming God's word, sharing the good news, and being that true blessing in the world, being that true life in the world, being that blessing of love that God shares with us and sends forth with us to live, to bless, and to be that light in the world.